The company Public Sector Personnel Consultants surveyed salary ranges and benefits for employees and supervisors in numerous borough departments. That firm's Matt Weatherly presented some preliminary findings to the Assembly in a work session May 12th.
We do this work probably maybe 40 or 50 times a year throughout the United States. And I would say, it's always a mix of doing this type of work for a city or a county in the major, in the middle of a major metropolitan area. And then, we've got plenty of clients. We've done quite a bit of work in Alaska, but we've got a lot of clients in Wyoming, Montana, Washington State, where, geography starts to be part of a very interesting discussion.
The consultants looked at salaries and benefits for borough jobs and how they compare to similar positions in over a dozen other communities. Those range from smaller towns like Wrangell, Valdez, and Cordova to larger ones like Ketchikan, Juneau, and Kodiak. The consultant also included comparisons to state and federal jobs that are similar. Salaries were compared for starting level, mid-range, and maximum salaries. The consultant found that Petersburg's pay ranges are 5% or more below market value for nearly all of the jobs looked at in terms of the top end of the salary ranges.
Are we falling behind for those either journey level or senior individuals where they have some tenure with us, but we're not quite getting our long tenured experienced individuals up to market?
Petersburg borough jobs are a little more competitive for starting salaries at some of those jobs. Paid time off and health insurance benefits are on par with market averages. Weatherly said he looked at both private and public sector jobs that were similar to the Petersburg borough.
The most interesting jobs, certainly, that we come across in an agency like yours, probably are the harbor. We struggle to get data, certainly, at like the assisted living facility. So some of those are very hard to get. But we wanted to get, a mix of agencies in here, and then bring the data in and kind of have the now what conversation.
The pay lag also was noted in many department head positions. Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay asked about whether the borough is seeing workforce turnover because of low pay. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht responded.
What we have seen over the last 3 or 4 years is problems in the police department, problems at Mountain View Manor, problems with maintenance and trade positions. So like people with CDLs, that seems to be where we're seeing the most turnover. Parks and Rec to a certain extent, but how much of that was a little bit of the turmoil versus just the nature of who we hired up there.
The consultant is also going to come up with options for the borough to bring salaries more in line with market levels over time. Negotiations were scheduled to begin in April with workers represented by the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association. That's most borough employees, except for supervisors and electrical workers. The most recent PMEA bargaining agreement expires at the end of June. The pandemic has meant a postponement of those contract talks, possibly until the fall. Justin Haley is PMEA president.
I haven't really seen too much of the data or anything else that goes into it, but the executive summary kind of speaks for itself and relays the message that we've been but now for the last decade or so.
The borough has had long contract disputes with that union several times in the past decade, and the union even filed a complaint with the state over the borough's bargaining in 2018. Haley doesn't know how much this compensation study will impact negotiations in the future when they do occur.
I'm pretty confident that we're going to have a pretty decent negotiations. They got a good team. We've got a good team, and I think we've got a lot of common ground and goals that we're going to work forward with and together on, and I'm pretty confident going into this negotiation that it's going to be a good process.
This year, the borough's negotiating team wants the Assembly to approve an extension of the existing contract to the end of the calendar year. It's also recommending a 2% increase to base wages in July. Both the borough and union agree that wage increases over the last 3 decades have not kept up with the increase of the cost of living during that time. The borough paid $22,500 for the compensation study. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.